ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vov, the Mishnah Daf Pei Hei Amabez, on the bottom, the Mishnah discusses the din of Goydim Nefesh. Someone that steals a Nefesh and he sells him, the halacha is, that is Chayv Chenek. So the Gemara discusses the Shaila. Boy Rabbi Yerbiya. Gonva Yumachra Yashin Ma. What happens if someone sells someone while someone steals someone while he's sleeping and he sells him? Or another Shaila Birbiya discusses Bachar Isha Lo Ubraba. What happens if he stole a Isha Muberes and he just sold the Uber? So we want to dan a Chiyuv on the Uber itself. Bao Yishderach Iber Bakach or Ein Derach Iber Bakach. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how b'chlal do you do balacha with a sleeping person? How b'chlal do you do balacha with the Urber? And the Gemara answers, by Yasha the Zog Oleh, leads on the person. So he's using him, his stabshus of leading on him. And Isha the Ukba ba'apizika, and the Isha Muberes used her to block the wind from him. So the Gemara has a suffix, derech ibe b'kach, ay derech ibe b'kach. So the Lashon HaGemara is a Chayr Pashtis Mashma, that the topic is, would this establishes of this leading on someone, or this being Ukba Apizika, would that be establishes to be the Derech of Ibar? Would that be a, the Torah says that someone that's great of a Nefesh is only Chayiv when you do Balacha, this Aberboy, is that called doing Balacha? Is that the Derech to do Balacha? Is that what the Torah was talking about when it said this Aberboy? And Rashi, the Chayr, is the first that he learned this way in the Gemara. But Rashi says, when the Gemara brings the suffix, God v'yamachik shu yashamayu, Rashi says, v'kamon mefarish lo habaya. That means Rashi sounds like right now we can't understand the suffix. The suffix of the Gemara is not clear. It's only after the Gemara explains the oifid of the shtabshus of the Isha, the oifid of the shtabshus of the Adam Yashin, then we can understand the suffix. So it seems from Rashi, like the Pashas Lashon HaGemara, that the suffix of the Gemara is whether or not this is shtabshus is the Derech Iber B'kach or not. The Rambam, in Hilchas Kedeva and Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam brings down the Suffolk of the Gemara V'cheinim gomboi v'hu yashon v'deshtamish mei kishu yashon. He stole him when he was sleeping and he used the person, he was his Amarboi when he was sleeping, u'machroi v'adayin yashon. He sold him while he was still sleeping. Aruch HaNer is with Dayak in the Rambam that what would happen if the Nignav, the person that was stolen, would wake up before he sold. It's before in the Rambam that you would be Chayiv. That's not Nichal in the Suffolk of the Gemara. That's not Nichal, the Rambam that Paskins in the Gemara, Suffolk that you potter. It's Mashma in the Rambam that had he woken up before the Bechiro, the Halacha is that you would be Chayiv. Even though the Maisa Imor, the Maisa Shtamshus was while he was Yashan. So if we learn the Suffolk of the Gemara Kipshutai, that the Suffolk of the Gemara was, if this Eifin Ashtamshis is a way of it being Mishtamish or not, the Chayr shouldn't make a difference if he woke up afterwards or not. So therefore says the Aruch HaNer that Kenira the Rambam did not learn the Gemara Suffolk this way. The Rambam learned the Gemara Suffolk has to do with the Yashan, someone that's sleeping. The Gemara Suffolk is a Gneva on a Uber. Does a Gneva on a person sleeping or a Gneva on a Uber, is that also Nichla and Goyden Nefesh? The Gemara just had a side question that L'chayra, how would you be mishtamish with this person? And that, the Gemara says, the oifet of the ishtamshus. And the Rambam before in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam discusses what the Gemara brings down earlier, that we hold like the Tanakhama that you don't need even a ishtamshus of a shavarputa. Even a ishtamshus pachat shavarputa, you also chayiv. The Rambam brings it down, v'afilu lo ishtamish by elba pachat shavarputa, k'goyin shenishan olav, like you leaned on him. Afal pisha gan of Yoshan, harizem nishtamish boy. Before in the Rambam, clearly that there's no problem in the shtamshus of leaning on him. That's a full shtamshus. And he says, even though the nigna is Yoshan, that's a good shtamshus. The Rambam doesn't seem to have any problem, any suffix with Gabi this halacha. The whole suffix is only if you stole him while he was you stole him while he was sleeping, and then you sold him while he was still sleeping, that's a suffolk of the Gemara. And the Aruch Nehor addresses that the Lashon HaGemara is not murder like the Rambam. The Lashon HaGemara is mashma like how we learned in Rashi. The Gemara says, derech imer b'kach, ein derech imer b'kach. So the Aruch Nehor says that either we have to say that the Rambam wasn't gerus, this Lashon HaGemara, or says the Aruch Nehor, another possibility is that the Rambam learned that the Gemara is using a Lashon of Imur, it means that's the kinoy, that's the way the Gemara is calling the whole parsha of Gnevas Nefesh. Is this the derech of Gnevas Nefesh? It doesn't mean dafka the shtamshus, dafka the Imur. And the Aruch Haner speaks out that it's a chayr mukhrich like the Rambam, because if the Gemara's suffix has to do with the oifen shtamshus, then why does the Gemara discuss this suffix dafka by Yeisha Muberes? And dafka by a adab yashin, we should discuss the shtamshus. What's it din if a person's awake and I lean on him? What's it din if a regular person I use to be okma kamezika? So it seems, says the Aruch Haner, that this Gemara is just giving a chatimtza where you can have a shtamshus on the ishmu beres and adam yashin, but not that the shtamshus is any problem. If the subject was about the shtamshus, then we don't have to talk about funny cases of adam yashin and ishmu beres. Let's discuss the shtamshus in a regular person. Mukher says Aruch Haner that was not the suffix of the Gemara, if that's the Derech Imor or not the Derech Imor. And therefore it's Mukher that the Gemara suffix is like how the Rambam learned that the Geneva, the suffix was about the Geneva. Now, Be'etzem, we could learn the Gemara's suffix to answer this last to Aruch Haner. Even if we don't want to learn like the Rambam, we could learn that the Gemara's suffix in a Hanami. A shtamshus of Zog Alayu of leaning on someone, had the person been awake, would be a good shtamshus. The Gemara doesn't have a suffix if Zog Alayu is a good shtamshus. That's poshit, that there's no special Xerius HaKos exactly how to make the shtamshus. As long as I make the shtamshus, we don't even need a Shavapruta, or Yudol, you need a Shavapruta, but there's no way how to make the shtamshus. The Gemara's suffix about is that there's a person, there's an oifin, with a Nikdav is not royal shtamshus. Adam Yashar is not be the royal shtamshus. Even though you found a way out of being mishtamish, that's not, we don't look at it as a shtamshus. So Uber is not someone that you can be misamar boy with. You can't work with the Uber. Now, even though you use the Uber in a way that he could block the wind, maybe that's not nichal in the misamar boy that the Torah is talking about. Even though had you done that same shtamshus to a person that's awake, maybe that's just since you have a person that's awake that's right for normal shtamshus, you use them in a funny way, that wouldn't be a problem in this amarboy. But using a nigna that's mufka from a shtamshus, in this oifen how he's in the matzav that he's in now, in the matzav of Uber, in the matzav of Yashin, where he's mufka from the normal shtamshus, maybe that was a suffix of the Gemara. Now, even that, L'chair, is not so mashup like that in Rashi, but in Kain, L'chair, we could understand right away what the Gemara Safik is. Adam Yashin is not really so royal Ishtamshus. Ober is not so royal Ishtamshus. Why does Rashi say, L'kamom mefarish l'abaya, yishlit chais abakaponim? That's the Aruch Haner's mahalach in the Gemara Piderach HaRambam, that the Gemara Safik be'etzeb doesn't have to do with the Ishtamshus. The Gemara has a side question, how exactly you would be mishtamish, and that the Gemara answered the Chatimsa, which is more mashmak than the Gemara. That the Gemara presented the Shaila, Lafid Aruch Haner, the Gemara is presenting the Shaila direct, what the Shaila is. We don't have to wait to understand it. The Gemara just had a side question, and that the Gemara answered that the Chatimsa, where the shtamshus is possible, even in a Adam Yashan, even in a Ishamu Beres. Now, to understand in the Ram exactly what was the suffix of the Gemara, so in the Ishamu Beres, we can understand the Uber, maybe that's not Nichlan, what the Torah was talking about. Stealing a Uber. Stealing a Nefesh means stealing a real person, not stealing a Uber. But to understand what the suffix by Adab Yashin is, so this is Zalman, over here on the Rambam, and Eved Ozli explains that it would be as far to say that Adam Yashin, a person, when you steal a Chepetz from a person, the fact that you took the Chepetz away from the person, that is a Gneva. By shaking a person, you move him from one house to the other house, it's not a Gneva. The Gneva is that you're taking him into your Rishus and you're not allowing him freedom. Says to this is Zalman, if you took the person while he's sleeping and when he wakes up, he could just walk off and leave, be aside. We don't see, as long as he's sleeping, we don't see it as a Gneva. The whole Gneva is only when we see that he's awake and he's stuck in your Rishus. That's what the Gneva is. So it could be, in order to have a Gneva on a person, you need that the person should be awake. Maybe that's the suffix of the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Zalman's Bedaik, like the Aruch Haner's Bedaik in the Rambam, that's before, that if you stole him while he was sleeping, and then he woke up, that you it would be Pashit, that you'd still be Chayiv. And he explains simply the Fizeh, that we don't, the Yisrael is not that the Maisa Gneva has to be on a person that's awake. It has to be that you made a Gneva, now he's awake in your Rishus. That also is enough that it should be a Gneva. The problem is just that if when he wakes up, he's just able to leave, that's not a Gneva. But as long as he's awake in my Rishus, I took him, and he's awake in my Rishus, he ends up being awake in my Rishus, that is mashlin the Maisa Gneva. That would be a Maisa Gneva. But he's bothered by one problem, that L'chayra, it's mashba in the Rambam, that if I stole the person while he was sleeping, and I leaned on him, I was amar boy while he was sleeping, and then he wakes up before the mechira, it's also pasha that you would be chayv. Esther versus Zalman, the chayyur of the Maisik Neva is only Nigmar afterwards. When he wakes up, if I did the Emer before he woke up, the chayyur, I didn't do the, if I use someone before I steal him, the chayyur, that's not the chiyuv of the Torah. Same way, if I sold him before he woke up, the halacha is amachayev. Who I didn't the chayyur if he woke up, and then I was his am, and then if I was his amr by first, and then he woke up, also I shouldn't be chayyur. So Rabbi Zalman says that you have to say that since with them waking up, that's mashlim the ma'isa ganeva, so that makes it the ma'isa ganeva l'chatchilo is a ma'isa ganeva. That's enough for kaponim the imer to work, and maybe we could be moisif to explain better this teretz of Rabbi Zalman al pi a mahalach of the Sanhedrin Tana in the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier brings that there's a machlekes Tana Kamar of Yehuda. The Gemara, the Mishnah's Mashdar of Yehuda holds you have to work with the person, you have to be Mishdamish with the person, and Tanakama, and it's Mashdar, but Tanakama holds you don't have to work. The Gemara asks, how could it be? It's a Pasuk of the Torah that the Chiv is only when you work when you're Mishdamish with the person. And the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is how much do you need? Tanakama holds that even Pachas Mishav HaPruta is enough. As long as you worked with him, it doesn't have to be that you use the Shtamshas of Mishav HaPruta. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, you need a Shtamshas of Mishav HaPruta. So Sanhedrin Tana explains, what's the Hezbar Machlekes over here? I'm not saying over the words of the Sanhedrin Tana, Pi Darkei, the Hezbar over here is that the Tanakhama holds that the Yisrael of what the Torah was Bechayiv to have an Emer. Well, the reason why you need to have an Emer here is just that that's a Chiluk of the Maisa Gneva to take someone into your Rishus and use him. That's how you're stealing him. Just to move him from one Rishus to another, that's not enough. You have to take him and use him. That's called being Mishtamish with the person. That's called stealing him. That's a Chiluk of the Maisa Gneva. Mashenki Rabbi Yudol, no. The Gneva was taking him into your Rishus. There's a new Tanai, that you have to work with him. Part of the Chiv of the Torah is to work with him and then sell him. There's three different parts to the Chiv. There's a Chiv, there's a Maisik Neva, taking him into your Rishus, and then you have to work with him. And then you have to go and sell him. So therefore it's Pashit that let your Behuda. You need a Shavar Pruta. That's a Shtamshis. It's not called a Shtamshis. Mash Engel Fida Tarakama, that just Ayicha tips of stealing him by making him work for you. Ayras, Bailus on him to make him that he goes into your Rishus. So then there's no Indian to have a certain amount of Ishtamshus. As long as I made him work, he listened to me, I used him, that's enough to be mashed in the Maisig Neva. So Im Kain, if we understand that the Yisrael of the Emer in the Das Tanakama, the Yisrael of the Emer is just to be mashed in the Maisig Neva, then we can understand that even while he's sleeping, as long as I was with Arabi and he woke up at the end, the same way we understand that I stole him while he was sleeping and he woke up in my Rishus, that's called stealing someone because I took him and now he's awake in my Rishus. That's called the Maisik Neva. So who I did if I took him and I was his Amrabai and he woke up in my Rishus, that's all just being mashed on the Maisik Neva, and we could understand that when he ends up awake in my Rishus with a Maisik Kicha into my Rishus and a Maisik Imur, he remains a person that's stolen, and now I could go and sell him. It's Pashat and I'm going to be Chayiv. The whole stuff of the Gemara is only if he was still sleeping when I sold him, so he wasn't yet totally stolen. Then the Gemara is a suffix that maybe that's not called a Gneva on a sleeping person is not called a Gneva. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Braisa, and the Braisa is above, the Braisa says, Mochra, if he sold the Nigna, Vadayin Yeshter Bershusin, he still remains in his Rishus, Potter. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, Vadayin Yeshter Bershusin? It says, Rashi, Bershus HaDigdav Atzmai, that he never took him out of his own Rishus. The person that was stolen is still in his own Rishus, he's still in his own house. He took him and he sold him, but he never took him out of his Rishus. The halacha is that Yipater, which that's the din of the Mishnah, the first line in the Mishnah, Goynev Nefesh Yisrael, in Chayev Atshech Tisen L'Rishus. He only Chayev when the person that stole him takes him into his own Rishus. And the Rambam also brings down this din. He also learns, like Rashi, the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, learns like Rashi also that what the Breiser reads over here means the exact same thing as the Mishnah, that it's still in the Rishus of the original Nigdaf. And the Magen Mishnah writes on the Rambam that the Rambam learned like Rashi, and it's the Loika Yesh Beforshim. There's a Yesh Beforshim, says the Magen Mishnah, learns a little differently. He learns, like the Magen Mishnah says, would be the Pashtus of the Lashon HaBraisa, that Mokre sold him, Badain Yeshne Rishus, he's still in the Rishus of the person that stole him. The Ganiv didn't give the Lekeach, the Eved, he still kept the Eved in his own Rishus. He sold him, he made a Maisa Kinyan on him, but he didn't give him over to the Rishus of the Lekeach. It's still sitting in the Rishus of the Meicher and the Rishus of the Ganiv. That's how the Yesh Mefarshim learns. And the Magen Mishnah speaks out that even though the Lashon HaBraisa would be more like the Yesh Mefarshim, but still the Nochin is to learn like Rashi and the Rambam, because it's Pashtus that the Braisa is saying the same din as the Mishnah, it's not coming to say a new din. Now this Yesh Mefarshim is the Rabban al Torah. The Rabban al Torah learns this way. He learns that the pshat in the brisa is that you have to give it out to lekeach rishus. It's not enough that it's in the meicher made a meister kinyan. There's a din over here in Gain of Nefesh that has to go out into the lekeach rishus. It has to be that he's now in the rishus alekeach. And the Rabban is this kasha with Rashi and the Rambam's pshat. He says, what's the chiddush? What's the special tirobi? Of course, every single gadav, you have to take it into your own rishus. And the Fizah, the Ramban explains that this is pshat in the pasuk in Parakhov Aleph, pasuk design, Parshas Mishpatim. That's where the Ramban is. And he explains the pasuk over there. The pasuk over there says that someone that's great of a nefesh, v'nimtza b'yaday, and it's found in his hand, sends the Ramban. What the pasuk means over there, nimtza b'yaday, b'yis yubas, it means that it was found in the hands of the person that he sold it to. It's not enough that he just sold it to him. It has to be in the hands of the person that he sold it to. It has to be in the Rishus HaLekeach. That's what the pasuk means to say over here. He says, not like how Rashi al Torah learns over there. Rashi al Torah means v'nimtza b'yaday, that there was edim, or that the ganav originally stole it. That we saw, people saw it b'rishus haganav, that he had originally stole it. And now when he sold it, he's going to be chayiv. Says the Ramban, that's pashut. Of course he didn't edim. How else would we know that he stole it? What's it sad that you'd be able to be mechayiv someone without edim? Why did he need the special pasuk in the Torah over here, v'nimtza b'yaday? Now, in Etzeb Pshat in Rashi and the Rabbah and our Sugyot, the Ramban asks, Pshita, he says, what's the Chiddush over here? Of course, you have to take it into your own Rishus. So the Chayrat, we could answer, P. Taisis is Suffolk over here. Taisis, the Ramasra, Achi, Achsen, Lushu, says, Bistapik, that maybe over here there's a special halacha, even if you make a Maisag Ba, which normally would be Maspik to make a Maisag Nev, if I go into someone else's Rishus and I pick it up, Taisis is Bistapik, that maybe over here also we're coming to say that even that's not enough. He says, because just like Rav Shimon holds, you have to be moitzi at Mershus Kroivim. It's not enough that if he calls man, he's still Mershus Kroivim. If he sold him to a Karav, that's not called a Gedeva, since he's still Mershus HaKroivim. So who I did, since he's still sitting in his own Mershus, even though I made a Maisag Ba, Taisis is Vistapik, that maybe that also wouldn't be a Gedeva, and that would be the Pshat. And so that, the fiyadis tzad of Taisis, if we assume like this tzad of Taisis, that would add to the Rabban's Kasha. Of course, it's a very big Chiddush over here. In a regular Gedeva, if I make a Maisag Ba, even though I didn't take it out of the Shus of the Nigdav, that remains a Maisag Neva. Masha Ikin and Eretz, special parsha of Gedev Nefesh, over there is a special did, I have to take him away. And therefore, even though I picked him up and I made him Maisag Kinyan and I took, and there is a Achnos of the Rishusi, that's not enough. You have to take him out of the Rishus of the Nigdav and bring him into your own Rishus. Now you look at the Rabban al Torah over there, Lishitasa, he doesn't have the Teretz. Rabban over there says it's Pasha that if you pick him up, if you make a Maisag Ba, that you're going to be Chayiv. He says it's like Gara, Badach, if I bring it into his own Rishus, if I bring him into my Rishus, it's enough. If my Rishus is enough to make a Gneva, sure, my hand is sure enough to make a Maisag Gneva. It can't be that my hand is worse than my Rishus. Therefore, says the Rabban, it's Pasha that if you pick him up, that you're going to be Chayiv, even though he still remains in the Rishus of the Nigdav. So therefore, the Rabban obviously couldn't say this Teretz, but the Fetus Tzadatosis, since we add to the Rabban's Aura on the Pirush of Rashi and the Rabbim over here at the Brisa. Now, in the Pshat and the Pasuk, is an interesting Balbim. The Balbim over there says that the Pasuk is good for coming to Afuke the Rabban. The Pasuk is coming to say that someone that's Goyrev u'Bacharoi, v'nimtza b'yaday, ma'isyumas, that even though he still remains in the Rishus of the Meicher, still we find him in the Rishus of the Meicher, as long as he sold him, even though it's still in the Rishus of the Meicher, still he's ma'isyumas, still he's Chayev. Deloika Rabban, the Pasuk is good for coming to say that doesn't need to go to the Rishus Lekeach. It's enough that he made a Maisa Mechira, even though he still remains in the Rishus and the Meicher, says the Malam, that's goofa what the Chiddush of the Pasuk is coming to say, not like the Ramban. That means the Ramban learned the Pasuk, V'nimtza B'yaday, means Rishus HaLekeach, U'mecharoi V'nimtza B'yaday, means that he's found Rishus HaLekeach Dafka. And then Yechayev, the Malam wants to say that no, that maybe the Pasuk means to say the Hepach from the Ramban. The Pasuk is coming to say that even though it's Nimtza B'yaday, Rishus HaMeicher, that's also enough to be Mechayev. But on Kapana, we have a Bachloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam against the Ramban. Rashi and the Rambam seem to learn that the price means Tafka, coming to say only if he's still Bershus HaDigdav. The fact that he remains Bershus HaGadav after the Bechira seems that they hold is not a problem. And the Ramban says, no, that's proof of the Chiddush of the price over here, that if he remains Bershus HaGadav, that wouldn't be enough to be Bechayev him. And there's another Machlaikis over here that Taisus and the Ramban. Taisus has a tzad to say that even a Maisag Ba wouldn't be enough to be Bechayev you, even though you picked it up, but since you're still sitting in the Rishus of the Nigdav, that wouldn't be enough to be Bechayev you. And the Ramban al Torah assumes with a Pshitos, not like that, that it's Poshit, that would also be Bechayev you. The Gemara on the bottom of Peivava ben Aleph brings about Chloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. Eide Gneva of Eide Bechira ben Nefesh Hozbu. We have two Kite Eidim. One Kat said that he stole the person, and one Kat said that he sold him, and now they were Huzam. What's the din? Chizkiya says, Ein Erogim, Rabbi Yochanan Erogim. And the Gemara in the Havamina explains that what's a machoikis? Machoikis is probably whether or not these edus, is this edus a kosher edus? Chizki holds, like Rabbi Kiva, the whole dover of lechatzi dover, that you need to be made, edim have to be made on the whole thing, if they only made on half. They're only made out of the Gneva, they're only made out of the Bechira, that's not the full Chiv. In order to be a Chayiv, you need both the Gneva and the Bechira. So therefore, Edim that are only made out of the Gneva is a Chati Dover, and Lechayiv, therefore, the Edus is not a good Edus. Mashaykin, therefore, if they are Huzam, then it won't be Nerak. Rabbi Yechon, Amakarabon, the whole Dover, Afilu Chati Dover. So therefore, the Edus is a good Edus. And therefore, when they're Huzam, on each Kad is Huzam, they're going to be Chayiv Misa for trying to kill the person that they're being made on. That's a Gemara that haven't been understands about Chlikas. Now, in the Indian of Dabar Loichati Dabar, it would seem from the Pashas Lashon Gemara over here that Reb Kiva, that Chizki is going like Reb Kiva, holds is a pram of Chati Dabar, and Reb Yechanan, that says Kerabaran, says Dabar Afilu Chati Dabar, and that he holds is no pram of Chati Dabar at all. But if you look at Taisus, the Ramatzal Dover, Taisus already quotes the Gemara and Baba Kama daf Ayin and Beis, the Gemara Baba Basu daf Nvav and Beis, where the Gemara clearly over there says that the Rabban also darshed Dover. Dover v'loichatzi Dover. The Gemara says, what's it a Gea feeder Rabban on Dover v'loichatzi Dover? The Gemara says, it's the Gea, they're trying to be made that someone's a Godol, that her Isha is a Gdoila, and they're only made, each cat is only made on one Sar. So since each Sar is only half of the Edus, in order to be made that she's a Gdoila, you need to be made on two Sarus. So therefore, that's called the Chati Dover, and the Rabbanon are Mamayit that. That means that the Machlokes Rabbanon Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah's Beforish is talking about the Mishnah of Basudap Nevav is talking about a case where there's three separate Keter Edim on Shalosh Shanim Chazaka. In order for a Chazaka to work, you need to have three years of Chazaka. What happens if we don't have one Kat of Edus that the person was sitting in the Sada for 3 years? We have three separate Keter Edim. So over there, there's a machlokes. Is that kosher edus? The Rabbanon holds that there's no problem. It's not a problem of chati dover. And Rabbi Kiva holds it's a problem of chati dover. So the Gemara over there on the Vav Beis says that this whole machlokes is only by 3 years of chazaka, mashaked by two sirus, where each cat is only made on one sire. Over there, the Rabbanon amoy that it's a problem of chati dover. Now there's a big noise said the Rishayim exactly to explain what exactly is the difference between being made 1 year of the Shnei Chazaka. Why is that Lefidur Abadon considered that it's not a problem of Chati Dabar? Mashaiki by two Sires, each Sar, even the Abadon Amoida, it's a problem of Chati Dabar. The most simple Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Rashbam over there in Daf Nevavah and Beis. Taisus is Baba Kama, Daf Ayinim and Beis also goes with this Mahalach. The Balamor and Baba Kama goes with this Mahalach. And they say that is a problem Lefidur Abadon of Chati Dabar is only in a Chatibza. Where I was able to see more of my Edus at this time, and I only saw part of it. Like the Gemara's example of Shtei Cyrus. There are two Cyrus. You only become a Gadol if you have two Cyrus at once. And therefore, if they come along and they say that they saw only one Sar, they were able to see two Cyrus, and they only saw one Sar, that has a din of a Chati Dover. Masha'eki, by 3 years of Chazaka, it's not possible to see three O's. B'shas, when they saw the first year, they couldn't see the second year or the third year. So B'shas, when they saw the first year, that right now is considered Lefidur Abadon the Dover Shalom. Rebbe Kiva holds that anytime anything gets a half is a problem of Chati Dover. Masha'in Kain, the Rabbanon, as long as B'shas, when I was able to see when I saw the Edus, this was all I was able to see, that is considered Dover Shalim. The only time something is a Chati Dover is when B'shas, when I'm looking at this Edus, when the Edus saw the Edus, there was the other part of the Edus was also Kayim Ba'olam here, and they didn't see it, they only saw this half, then that's look on in the meat of the Pasuk of Dover V'loi Chati Dover. So Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim about Basu and Ice Ration Hay explains that he's Basper. What's the Yisayid of this Mahalach? He says that the Yisayid of this Mahalach is that the Rabbanon hold that the problem of Dover Lechatzi Dover is not in the Chepsa of the Edus. The problem of Dover Lechatzi Dover is in the Riyasa Edus. In the Riya for the Edus, as long as Beshas the Riyasa Edus, they saw everything they were able to see. So in that Riya, that's a full thing. If we look at the Chepsa of the Edus, right now we're trying to bring it Bezdin, our goddess Edus of 3 years of Chazaka, is only half of it. And that's Shikas Rebbe Kiva, as long as the Chepsa of the Edus is half, there's a problem. But no, the problem is not in the Gufa Edus. Even if in the Gufa Edus that we're trying to present over here, Bezdin, we would look at it as half, but since the Riyasa Edus was whole, but since the Riyah was done on an Eifen where this was the whole Edus Kayim Ba'ilam that they were made on, and they didn't only see half, like by Shtei Cyrus, then by Shtei Cyrus they saw only half. And half b'shas, they saw a ria of half the edus. Mashegin eshtei chazaka, when they looked at the sada and they saw the ria, the achida of the first year, that was the full edus. So b'shas ria, we looked at it as a tzedavah shalom, even though the gufa edus that we're presenting over here, bezdin, it's a tchatzi edus, that doesn't bother us, and therefore it's a kashra edus. Now the fee, this mahalach of the Rashbam, our sugi is pashut, we don't have to have any big explanations. The same thing is over here, it's obvious that the person stole him first and then only afterwards sold him. So the two things didn't happen together. They happened one after another. And therefore, b'shas, the Eidim Gneva saw the Gneva, all that was here in the world to see was the Gneva. And b'shas, the Eidim saw the Bechira, all that was here to see was the Eidim's Bechira. And therefore, it's Pasha, the Fidur Abadah, this wouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Dover. Shaking like Rebbe Kiva, since this is the whole... We need both of these factors to try to be Bechayiv and Misa. So therefore, the Chefs of the Eidim is half. The Gneva is half and the Bechira is half. So therefore, the fear of Akiva will be a problem of Chatzi Dabar. The Sugi is Pashit. The Feet Taisis, it's Pashit. We don't need any Esbeirim. It's Pashit. This is a Pashit Tzushtel. Pashit Dimyan to the Sugya. To the Mishnah of Abbasu. It is a Bechoykis of Akiva. There are button about Gibel Shadim Shtei Chazak. Now Rashi, over there, Baba Kaba Daf Ayin, and there are bottom of Chamas, goes with Shittas Rashi. Rashi, Baba Kaba, says one line. He explains that Shtei Sire is one Sire is nothing. One Sire is worthless. One Sire is not a simit to anything. He says, Basha Eki, by 3 years of Chazakah, the Rashi's Lashon is, Kula me'idim shu muchzik bo. Every cat by himself is meyid that he's muchzik. Now there's a mahalach in Rashi, the Baruch Shmuel brings out B'Shem Reb Chaim, the Chedush Aran is a little bashma like that in Rashi over there. There's a mahalach to explain Rashi al pi, the famous Rabban, in Baba Basra Daf Reb Beis, that Gibel Shtei Chazaka, the Etzem would be enough with 1 minute. Sitting on the Sada for one Shada, that's enough. You don't need to sit there for 3 full years. The reason why you need to be there for 3 years is because there's a side problem of Achvi Shtarcha. And therefore you need to wait 3 years till that's the normal time where the Shtar would be lost. And then there's no more Reis of where's your Shtar. And therefore your Chazaka of the first year, of the first minute, would be able to be Kayim. So that's how the Reb Chaim explains Rashi. Therefore, Rashi holds it. This is every year is really a full chazaka if they atzma. We're not going to get into this mahalach. The fidus mahalach, it's going to be a little hard to explain how our sugya would shtim over here. But if you look at the pashtus lasha Rashi, is a little bashba that Rashi is saying is svara that alone that someone's in the sada for 1 year, there is something that we see from that sada. From sitting in that sada in 1 year, that's also we see something. We see a chazaka. It's not enough. We need to have full 3 years. But we already see that already being made that he's muchzik in this sada. For a part of this 1 year. You need full 3 years, but the 1 year is also somewhat of a chazaka. It won't be enough to be made to Barakaba. So therefore, when they're coming to be made in 1 year, they're not saying nothing. Edus and one sire is nothing. It's nothing. To become a godly, you need 2 sires. When you see one sire, you could be 1 year old. You don't see any godless from one sire. By Shegin HaChazaka, every year, we see from the fact that he's sitting there and eating the Sada, that it's his Sada. It's not enough to make some Barakaba. You need 3 full years. But there is a Ra's Pilus. We do see something from the fact that he's sitting there even 1 year. And therefore, that's not considered Chatzi Dover. Every single Kat Edom is bringing something into Bezdin. He's bringing something into Bezdin. We need all 3 of them to be Sarif to be made to the Kaka from Barakama, but it's not like Shtei Sarif that each Sarif of the Atzma is nothing unless you have 2 Sarifs. And our button hold, the whole problem of Chatzi Dover is only when each Kat is saying nothing, and therefore, then there's a mir of Chatzi Dover. Masha'inkin, when they're saying something, this is not enough, they need the other Kat to be Sarif together with them to be able to win the entire row. That, our button hold, is not a problem of Chatzi Dover. And the fees there. If you look at the Chedushi around our sugi, it sounds like he's learning this way. There are, that the shot over here also why will be telling the same achleikus, because Eide Gneva, Eide Mechira, the Mechira and the Gneva, each one by itself is half of the Chiv. By being stealing, that makes you, by stealing and selling, that makes you become Chayiv. So we need to have the stealing. The stealing is Ascholas Chiv, and the Mechira is the Gemar Chiv. Each thing with the Atzma is something that's going to be Mechayiv you. This, you need to have both, but each thing by itself is a thing. That doing the Gneva and doing the mechira is what's mechayiv you. The gneva is the scholas achiyev, and the mechira is the gemar achiyev. So each thing with the atzma is just like 3 years of chazaka. Each year of chazaka is something just together. It's mitzurif to be mechayiv to be able to make some barakama. So over here also, the gneva makes half the chiyev, and the mechira makes half the chiyev. Together it creates a chiyev misa. But each thing with the atzma is something. It's something that it's a halfway to get you to the chiyev misa, and therefore that's also going to be telling you the machlekes of Kiva and the Rabbanon. Would this be a problem of chatzidaver or not? Kiva that holds that until the Eidus is a full-blown Eidus, and the fact that we need the other Eidus to activate the Chiyuv, to activate the Itzofa, the Marakaba, that still remains a Chatzit Dover, over here would also remain a Chatzit Dover. But Shekin, there are bottom, then the mice over here, each thing is creating the Chiyuv. Each thing with the Atzmai is needed, is making half the Chiyuv. So therefore, we can look at each thing with the Atzmai as a Dover, as something that's doing something. It's not like Shtei Cyrus, where each Sire is doing nothing. Until we have two, then there's a Raya. Before two, it's nothing. But Shekin over here, the Gedeva is half the Chiyuv, is Aschal's Chiyuv, and the Mechir is Aschal's Chiyuv. And therefore, there are put on hold that this would be Nichal and Xeris Akasav of Dover, Veloy Chatzi Dover. Now there's a third shita, shita sarif. Tosis Baba Kaba brings down the Rif. Tosis Baba Basra brings out this pshat b'shem the Rajba. That the reason why it's chol chazaka from Shtei Cyrus is because chazaka, besides being edus or chazaka, each edus and each year could be the gear to something else. It could be the gear that if the chazaka wouldn't work, then the machzik that was eating payers for the year would have to pay the payers back to the marakamo. So therefore, the edus of each edus with the atzmai is an edus that's a geya, is that's an edus that's a geya to something. Besides for that, it's a half of an edus on the chazaka, it's also an edus on the side thing, that if there's no chazaka, the machzik will have to pay the payers back to the marakama. And that's why there are but to say that we don't have to look at this like a chatzi dover. It's not like Shtei Cyrus. But Shtei Cyrus is not a geya to anything that she has one tsar. So therefore the whole edus is only a chatzi, it's only a half of the edus that we're trying to be made, that she's a gdoilo. Masha in kain. By a chazaka, each edus with the atzmai has some ramification, like obviously something else, and therefore the rabbanon would say that that's enough, even though we're now using it as a chetzi, as only a half, we're trying to use it as a chazaka, and it's now only a half, in the chazaka it's only a half, but since it would have been a get to something else, besides for the chazaka, and in that it would be a davar shalem, so therefore even klapi the chazaka, we're now using it, klapi the chazaka would also be a good edus, and we could use it even though it's only a chetzi. Mash Ingen Rabbi Kiva holds that since right now we're using it in the chazaka, and in the chazaka it's only a half of the edus, it's not the full edus of the chazaka, therefore it's also despite for davar v'loy chetzi davar. Now in the Shitas Arif, our sugya becomes very shver. It's hard to understand why would this have to do with this machlokes. So chayr lekuliyam over here, in order to try to be mechayiv misa, both the eidah gneiva and both the eidah bechira are needed for the chayiv misa. So chayr this is a chati davar. Chayr, why? What's in the gea the eidah gneiva the eidah bechira? Why does that have any ramifications regarding any other dinim? Lefir Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara before later on, you don't get malchus on gneiva. So the gneiva and the bechira are only in a gea to one thing. It's only in a gea to be mechayiv misa for gneiva's nefesh. So the kasha is a feeder riff. Why would the Gemara say that this machleik is a tali and Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbana? The chayr lekuli alma should be a chati davar. It should be possible a chati davar. Now this kasha is not only in the havamina of the Gemara, but the maskonas haGemara. Rabbi Yechonon also says that yechayev. Even the maskonas haGemara, the Gemara switches in Chizkiya. Rabbi Yechonon remains the same. Like pashtus, like Rabbi Yechonon, still remains that there's two parts to the chiyev of goyim nefesh, and you need to have the gneiva, you need to have the bechir to be bechayev. Goyim nefesh, and Avol Pikir Rabbi Yechonon holds Yechayiv, and remains because Rabbi Yechonon holds like the Rabbanon that there's no problem of Chatzi Dover. And Alachayu, we just explained that even the Rabbanon Lefi the Rif holds the problem of Chatzi Dover. They only argue in Rav Kiva by Eidus Chazaka, where the Chazaka, where each year of Chazaka is also negated to something else. Mashaken over here, Alachayu, the Rabbanon should be made to Rabbi Kiva. So if you look at the Raivin in Kosef Shop over here on Eretz Sugya, he asks this kasha, he's bothered by this problem, he asks that L'chayra in the Mahalach of the Rif, in the Inyan of Chatzi Dabar, L'chayra, it's very hard to understand, why is this Machlekes Tali, why is the Nidin over here Tali in Machlekes of Kiva and the Rabbanon, L'chayra L'kul Yalmat should be a Chatzi Dabar. So the Raivin says, a new Pshat, a Pshat Mechudesh is over here in the Sugya, and he explains it in the Maskana Sagamara. L'chayra, the Fida Raivin, you have to say that the Fida Havmina of the Gemara, in a chanami, this it wouldn't go with the Gemara's Baskan and Baba Kamo, and the Gemara's Baskan and Baba Basu, the Rabbanon also agreed to Chatzi Dover. He just the Rav just explains the Baskan and the Gemara. The Havamina would still remain a little shver on the Rif, and if you look in the Gemara Baba Kamo also, the Rabbanon Machamis over there explains that the Gemara's Havamina does not stim with the Rif. Only in the Maskana where the Gemara is Machadish, this Chiddush, the Rabban also agreed to Chatzi Dover, and the Rabban also agreed that it's a problem of Chatzi Dover, they just hold that Chazaka is not a problem of Chatzi Dover. And the Gemara, the Gemara, Baba Kamadav, Ayin, Rabban, Melcham, Sham, the Gemara didn't hold of it. So, Chayr and Ersugi also, it's not so schwer to ask from the Havamina of the Gemara. The Ikka problem is that the Maskana Sagamara remains with the Havamina. So, on that, there's a Mahalach over here that we're going to say over from the Raivit. The Raivit explains that the Gemara says, like Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara's Lashon is that the Geneva is a Schalter de Mechiri. And the Ravid explains what that means is that it's one big Eidus. When someone comes and says Eidus on the Geneva, he knows already that the person's not planning on stealing him and keeping him in a cellar. He knows he's going to sell him on. That's the only way to be Geinim Nefesh. You can't just steal someone. You can't just steal someone and hide him in your basement. The only way to be grain of someone, the mahalakha to steal someone, says the Ravid, is you steal them and you sell them. So therefore, when I see a Geneva, I already see that there's going to be a Mechira going on here. And therefore, it's already a schala for the whole entire Eidus. And therefore, we don't have to look at it as a Chatzi Davar, says the Ravid. A big chiddush in the Svar of Chatzi Davar, even though we need the Eidus of the Mechira, till we see him sell, he's not going to be Chayiv. But since in my Eidus of the Geneva, I already see what's going to happen here, and I already see the whole Chiyiv, I already see in front of my eyes that there's going to be a Mechira later on, even though I didn't see that Mechira Mamash, and we must have Eidus on that Mechira, that's also enough, says the Rav, that it shouldn't be Dechshav Chatzi Dover, because I see in the Geneva already the full thing. Very big chiddush in Avon of Chatzi Dover, that this would be enough. Safe Dover, I need another Kat Edom over here to be made on the Mechira. And the Rav doesn't explain so well why the Edom Mechira are on a Chatzi Dover, but his lashon is that the Edom Mechira also a safe of the Eidus on Geneva, which possibly can mean is that the same way, same svar, that when I see someone selling someone, I understand that he obviously sold it, stole him, and he's trying to sell him further. Maybe that's also nichlal, and therefore, when they see the mechir, they see the whole thing also. So Rechiyim Bezeh, the Gemara later on says that it's not muchach that in the Maisa mechir we see a Geneva. You could always say Eved, they could say that maybe he was just selling his Eved. Sarachian, but he doesn't explain so well that point, the Ravid. What he does say is that the Geneva, the Ravid says that will be Nechshav, a full Dover, even though we need another Kat Edom, and we can't kill him until we have clear Edom on the Mechira, and this Edus is not Maspik to kill him, but since in this Edus, the Edom already could see what's going to happen, and they already see that this is not only going to be half of the Mechayev, they see already that the whole Mechayev is going to happen, that's also enough to consider these Kat Edom as a full Dover. Big chiddush in the Ravid, and then says the Ravid, it's nothing, it's not kasha on the riff. So over here, it's not a problem of Chatzi Dover b'chlal. And it could be even though Rebbe Akiva, this wouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Dover l'fri Rebbe Yochanan. That's what the Ravid's coming to say over there, that even though Rebbe Akiva is not a problem of Chatzi Dover, the Maskanas HaGemara. In the Havimina, we already spoke out, the Havimina, the Gemara is going to be have to go that in a Chanami. The Gemara didn't know of the Rif's Chiddush. The Gemara didn't know of the Chiddush that there are Ban also are Maidit the Chatzi Dover, and they only argue in a Kiva by Chazaka where the Eidus is the Gate to something else. The Gemara in the Havamina is going to go like the Havamina of the Gemara Baba Kama, that the Din, the Xeris Akasiv of Dover Chatzi Dover is only the Kiva, not the Ban. But the Maskara of our Sugi here that learns up that the Machlekes of Yechon and Chizkiya is whether or not Geneva is a Schalt in the Mechiri. Once the Gemara comes and says that Geneva is a Schalt in the Mechiri, then even though Rebbe Kiva Yechayiv says derived, it's not a Chatzi Dover at all. When someone sees a Geneva, he's seeing the whole full Mechayiv. Even though we need another Kat Eidim to see the Mechir Bepoyal, but since he already sees that there's going to be a full Mechayiv, says derived, that's considered a full Dover. Big chiddush from the Ravid, and the other Yishayim seem not to assume this way. Rashi clearly says that even like Rabbi Yechonon, it's considered a Chatzi Dover. And there's another Mahalich, Al Pida Lecha Mishnah. I'm not going to say over exactly the words of Lecha Mishnah, but it's very, very shver that Achrayim make a big tumult about it. But Al Pida Mahalich of the Kesef Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, and Perikhov Aleph, Halacha test. He's bothered by this kasha of the Ravid also that Lafida Rif. Why would this be Tali in the Machikis of Kibra and the Rabbanon, and why even the Maskana Lafir of Yechran and Yechayiv? The Chayra, we also agree to the Din of Chatzi Dover. The Rabbanon also agree to the Din of Chatzi Dover, and they only argue by Chazaka where it's a gate to something else. So the answer is, Al Pi Divrei Halacha Mishnah, that it's also over here in a gate to something else. So over here is also the gate when someone steals someone, or when someone sells someone, he becomes Pasal Avis, he's over a lav. He's over a lav. And therefore, since he's over a lav, each Eidus of Ne'atzmai is Be'etzem a Eidus that would passel him Ma'idus. And since each Eidus is Nagere or passel him Ma'idus, so therefore, it's just like Chazaka, it will be a straight dimin to Chazaka, just like Chazaka, even though Ne'etzem Gufa Eidus, what we're trying to do, we're trying to be made to the Karak of Marakama, I'm only a Chetzi, but since it could have been Nagere to something else to give back the payers to the Marakama, therefore, we consider you that you don't have the problem of Chatzi Dover and you could be Mitzurif together with the other Eidim to be made to the Karak to establish the Chazaka, be made to the Karak for the Marakama. So, Hu Adin, over here in Arasugya, since my Eidus would have been Nagere to passel him, my Eidus is negate to passel the person la'edus, so therefore, even though now I'm trying to be mechayiv and misa, but tzir of another kat edim, and klapi rechiyam misa, I'm only a chetzi, but since my edus is negate to something else, so therefore, we consider later at bottom, we don't consider it as a chatzi dover, because my edus is a full dover could be considered a full Dover Sholem since it's negeya to something else. Mashikin Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva holds that Lagabi the Gufa Nidin that we're danning, you're only a Chatzi Dover. Lagabi the Chiyam Misa, the Gneva is not alone enough, the Edim Achir not alone enough, we need the other Kat Edim. And therefore says, therefore the Fidus Bahalach says to Rebbe Kiva that this would also be considered a Chatzi Dover. Only there are bottom that hold that when the Edis has some type of naf committed to something else, we don't consider it as a Chatzi Dover, the Edis over here could be Kayim. Now there's a third mahalach over here that the Achronim say, the Stipler and Simon Yotess over here in Sanhedrin, Navi Ezri and Simon Perek Chaval Halacha Tess, Hilchas Eidos, they both say Al Pia Yisayit from the Ar Sameach. Ar Sameach and Hilchas Saita, beginning of Hilchas Saita, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he's bothered that Lafida Rif, how do we ever have a Saita? A Saita, in order for Isha to become a Saita, you need two sets of Eidim. You need Eidos on the Kinoi that the Baal warned the Isha, and you need Eidos on the Stira. You need Eidos that the Baal, that the Isha was Vesyachid with the Boyal. And if not, she doesn't become a Silabayal, she doesn't become a Saita. Ask Dar Sameach, this is a Chatzi Dover. And not only that, says Dar Sameach, it's a Chatzi Dover, even the Fider Abanon. Because even the Fider Abanon, the Fider Rif, that holds it, the whole din of Chatzi Dover, the Abanon agreed to Chatzi Dover, they only argue in Rebbe Kiva when it's a get to something else. L'chair, Eidos on Kinoi, Eidos on Stira, if they Atzma, is not negate to anything. So says the Ar Sameach, a big Yisoid, he says that the Rif came along and said that the Rabbanon only arguing Rav Kiva by Chazaka is only when it's against something else, that's only Dafka by Chazaka and Shtei Cyrus. Where Chazaka and Shtei Cyrus are only a Raya Ba'alma. They're not the Gufa Chiv, they're not the Gufa Dover. Shtei Cyrus is not the Gufa Gadlos, it's only a Raya that the person's a Gadol. Shlishachei Chazaka is not the Maisa Kinyan over here on the Sada, it's not the Maisa Mechayev that should go out of his Rishos. It's just a Raya to Bezdin that the Sada belongs to him. And over there, the Rif says that in order for it to become not Chatzi Dover Lefider Abanon, it has to be that there's some type of nafkamina to the Eidus, saw nafkamina to the Eidus. Masha Eikin says to our Sameach, when this is the Gufa Mechayev, when these two parts that the Eidim are being made on are Gufa Mechayev and the Gufa Dover, they're the Eidus that's Gufa being Mechayev the thing, it's a real Eidus, it's not just the Eidus on a Raya, then even if it's only part of the Chiyev, that also has a din of a Dover, that's also something. And therefore, says Dar Sameach, that by Kinoi and Stira, since that's what's ushering the Isha, the Baila, the Kinoi, and the Stira, so then, the fact that it's not negated to anything besides that, doesn't make it into a Chatzi Dover like Darabonim. Like Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva holds that in order to be a Dover, it has to be a full thing. So then, it doesn't make any difference what the thing is, what the Chatzi is, any type of Chatzi is a Chatzi. But Shekin Darabonim don't have a problem by Etzem by something being half. This has to be something. Edus has to be something. Says the Ar Sameach that as long as the Edus is the Edus in the Guf Achiyah, that's also enough. And now Ezri is Moisef, a little Hezber in that. He says that a Raya, a half a Raya is nothing. A Raya, till it's a Raya, is nothing. You don't say that there's a half of something here. A Raya is just a proof to something. If you can't prove it, then it's worthless. A half of a Raya is worthless, is nothing. Masha Enkin, a half of Mechayev, that's half of the Mechayev. You don't have yet the other half, but you already have something here. You already have half. The Kinoi is half what's making your usher, so you already have something. The Kinoi is something. The Gneva is something. Because the Gneva is what's making half of the Chiv. So it's something. It's not nothing. 1 year of Chazaka is nothing. It's worthless. It doesn't help. It doesn't prove Bezin anything, so therefore it's worthless. One Tsar is worthless. Since it doesn't end up proving anything, a Raya is only something when it ends up proving. When it doesn't end up proving, it's nothing. And therefore, say that Achroinim, the Stipler and Reb Shach, Apidus Ar Sameach, it's Betor Tzar Sugya. Ar Sugya is handling a Chiyav, it's not handling a Raya. And therefore, over here, it's Pashat that the Rabbanon don't need to have a side Nafkamin over here to look at it as a full Dover Shalim. The Rabbanon hold that the problem of Chatzi Dover is only when the Edus is nothing, like a half Edus of a Raya. So then, by Shtei Cyrus, it has a din of Chatzi Dover the Rabbanon. And the Rif's just explaining that even by a Raya, since there's an Afkamina, so an Afkamina, that also the Rabbanon could look at it as a Dover. Masha Enkein, something that's a Chiv Mamish, that says Dar Sameach, the Rif didn't need to speak about, that's Poshit, that the Rabbanon will be Machshav that as a Dover Shalom. Now if you look, the Stipler and Reb Shach, using this Ar Sameach, Seip Shana Asugi, if you look in the Chedusha Emer Simcha, Baba Basra, Daphne Vavam Beis, he himself learns up our sugya al pi his yisoid in Saita. He himself makes this dimyan from his mahalach, his yisoid in Hilchas Saita to our sugya, and therefore we have three achrayin, the Stipler of Shach and our Sameach, all learn up our sugya b'dasa rif in this mahalach. So it comes out in dasa rif, we have three mahalchim. We have the mahalach the ravid, the big chiddush of the ravid, which l'chayr only works the maskanas ha-gemara, and we said in the chanami, the havimi, the gemara wouldn't wouldn't work out with the sugya, with the baskonas sugya at Baba Kabo and Baba Basra. And he explains a big chiddush that the whole edus, the edus of Geneva is considered a whole edus. They know that the mechir is going to happen. A very big chiddush in the din of Chatzi Davar. And then we said a bahalach pi alecha mishnah that there is an afkamina, a very simple pashta teretz. That's a clear dimyan because there is an afkamina over here also, just like there's an afkamina by Gimel Shnei Chazaka, there's an afkamina over here also, because how you date the Eidos, he'll become Pasal Eidos. And then we said a Mahalach HaPidah or Sameach, that the Rif said that you need a sign afkamina is only an Eidos of Araya, where without any sign afkamina, the Eidos would be totally worthless, and therefore there's a problem of Chatzi Dover. Masha Inke, an Eidos in a Gufa Machayim, and an Eidos in a Chiyav, then the Rif never would have said as far, and then it's Poshit that there'll be a Machlekes of Kiva and Rabbanon, that there are Rabbanon hold that since there is something going on in this Eidos, there's a Kapanam a Chatzi Chiyav going on in this Eidos, that would also be enough to make it to be makshavit like a dover l'fi d'rabbanan, and only the fear of Akiva would just remain a chatzi dover. So just to quickly go over what we spoke about over here, we had three shitas in the inyan of chatzi dover. The three ikar shitas in the Rishonim, the shitas of Rashbam, that the yisoid of chatzi dover, we said over to explain from the Kovet Shiurim, that the yisoid of chatzi dover l'fi d'rabbanan is only a problem in the Rias Edus and Kolzman, that this is the whole Edus that we can see right now, that is not considered a chatzi dover. And we said the Fizeh, the sugi is Pashut, over here also, that Gneva and the Mechir happened at two different times, and therefore B'shas the Edus at Gneva, l'fi d'rabbanan, that's considered an Edus Sholem, only the fear of Akiva, that Akiva holds that you need to have mamish in the Gufa Edus, and the Gufa Edus that we're trying to use right now to kill him, you need to have a Dover Sholem over here who would remain a Chatzi Dover. Then we said over from Rashi, we said the Pashas Lashon of Rashi is Mashma, that the Yisoid is that even the whole problem of Chatzi Dover, the Fira Abaddon, is only by Shtei Cyrus, where each Sar is nothing but Fnei Atzbei. Mashengen of Chazaka, which even though it doesn't work in Bezdin to be Boitzi the Babin, but we do see somewhat something in the Yitzhiya of Chazaka, and therefore that's not considered Chatzi Dover later Abaddon. And then we said also it's Pashat Lefizeh, that this will be a tsushta. We said the Chutusha Ran seems to learn this way in our sugya, that since the Gedeva is a Aschol Zachir, that's also enough that their button shouldn't be Machshav like Chatzi Dover. The only time they hold this a problem Chatzi Dover when the Edus is Mamish nothing like one Sar. Then we said over the Shittas Arif that in order to become not Chatzi Dover, it needs to be that the Edus has some side ramification, has some type of Nafgamina besides for what we're discussing now, besides for the Chatzi Dover, there's also something that is a Nafgamina, and therefore by Shnei Chazaka, says the Rif, since it's a nafkamina that he'll be able to be mighty the payers from the Maxik to the Marakama, that also is considered a Dover Shalem. And we said the Fizet, it's very hard to understand our sugya. And we said three Mahalchim, which we already made a Sikkim on, three Mahalchim, one from the Ravid, that since they know about it, it's going to be a Dover Shalem. Al Pida Lacha Mishnah, that there is a nafkamina over here, Lagabi Tapaslam Ma'idos. And then we said Al Pida Arsameach, that there's a Chiv. That when there's Achiv being Chal, then the Rif agrees that we don't need his Sfara, we don't need a sign Afkamina, it's enough to have Chiv to make it that it shouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Dover. Now the Rishonim are bothered in our Sugya with the obvious question that if the Machlekes over here, Rav Kiva and Rav Banan, is a Machlekes about Chatzi Dover, so it's a Machlekes in the Gufa Edus, is the Edus Kosher, or is the Edus Patzel? So why are we discussing what would happen if the Edim become Huzam? Let's discuss just if the man, the person that stole, will get killed. Is this Edus a Kosher Edus to kill the person? Or is it not Kosher Edus to kill the person? Why, if this is the Machlekes, the Rabbanon, the Chizki and Rabbi Yechonon, is telling in whether it's a Dover or Chatzi Dover, so then why are we discussing what happens when the Edim become Huzam? Why don't we discuss directly, is this Edus Kosher? Could we kill the person that stole him, or could we not kill him? When two Kide Edim come in, is this Kosher Edus, or the only Parsha of Gnevis Nefesh is only when one Kat Edim stole both the Gneva and the Mechira? So the Baal Amar is bothered by this question. He says, "Ein hachanami, the fetus have a mina." The Gemara, could have asked this kasha. The fetus have a mina. The Gemara could have asked it. Why would they argue about the Edim? But says the Baal Amar, the Gemara asks better. The Gemara asks better that chayra it's pashut that the Edim bechira for sure chayiv. Since the Edim gneva could say al kaisi baru l'fishitas chiski, a chiski holds that the Edim gneva get malchus, are bechayiv malchus. So therefore, the Bechira remains a Dover Shalom, like Tesis Mazmer Dever Baschel B'Toich, that once we say that the Edi Gneva are not coming directly on the Bechira, they're coming for something else, then they establish that the person's Ganov, so then we look at the Edi Bechira as a Dover Shalom, Al Pida Gemara Baba Kama Daf Ayin, that says that by Shtaimim Kiddush, Shtaimim Baal, if two people are made on Eishas Ish, that she's Mekudesh, that two people are made that she's Mezadeh, we don't say it's a Chatzi Dover, since the two that said Kiddush are coming to establish her as Eishas Ish, And then we look at the ball afterwards as a davar shali. We don't look at the ball afterwards as a chatzi davar. He's just, once she's established a shish, now he's saying the whole chiyuv. So what did by Gneva Mechira Lefi Chizkiya ask the Gemara? Once we could say that the Edis Gneva is coming on Malkus, we then say he's established as a person that stole this person. And now the Edis Mechira are going to be able to be Mechayivim if they Atzman. They're looked as their own, they're the Mechayiv of the Mechiyim Misa over here of Chenek for stealing and selling someone. Therefore, says the Balamar, the Gemara asked much better. And in a Chanami, the Gemara could have asked this question. Mark could have asked the fetus having me, like Mark could have been machriach from the fact that they were knocked out the machlekes by Edim, that that's not the pshat. The Ran says that even if he'd have been, we could explain why they talked about Edim Achira. The Chedusha Ran says the reason why we talked about Edim Achira is because if we would have only talked about if the person himself gets killed, then we wouldn't know the whole shita of Rabbi Yechanan. But he says, just like the Maskaras HaGemara, the Gemara says a Svara that you could say like Chizkiya, that the Geneva has no Shaykhis to the Mechira. The Mechira is what's being Mechayim Misa, and the Geneva has nothing to do with the Mechira. So therefore, Lefizeh doesn't have a din of Chati Dabar L'Chayra. So says the Ran that we wouldn't know the whole shita of Rabbi Yechanan. Had we spoken about just the fact that the person's killed or not, then we would have thought that Rabbi Yechanan holds, like the Gemara says in Maskan and Chizkiya, that the Edim Achira are the full Edim on the Chiyam Misa, and the Edim Gneva have no Shaychis to the Chiyam Misa Bechlal, and that's why we kill the Goyim Nefesh, because it doesn't have a din of Chati Dabar. Masha'ekin, now that we talked about the Edim, and we say that the Edim Gneva also Chayim Misa, so we see that really the Edim Gneva also part of the Bechayim Misa. And Afal Pike and Rabbi Yechanan says that they get killed. So there we see the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that he holds Dover v'lechatzi Dover. If not that they would have spoken about the Edom, had they only spoken about the God of himself, we wouldn't understand fully the full Shittas of Rabbi Yechanan. We would have thought that Rabbi Yechanan could hold, like the Mara says, the Maskana and Chizkiya, that the Gneva has nothing to do with the Chiyav. The Chiyav is only on the Edom Achira. And therefore, we wouldn't have not known Rabbi Yechanan Shita. So therefore, says the Ran, in the Havim of the Gemara, we could understand why the Machlekes is Dafka about the Edom. Because the Gemara wanted to bring out the whole full Shittas of Yechanan that he holds Dover and Filu Chatzi Dover. And the Ramban in Melchamis in 1:9 answers the question that if not, the reason why we said Edim was just a Rabusa and Rabbi Yechanan, because if not, we could always say that the Edi Gneva Potter, even if the Ganav's Chayiv, it could be the Edi Gneva Potter, because the Edi Gneva could always come along and say that I'm trying to be Mechayiv you Malkus. And therefore Rabbi Yechanan spoke out that no, because of Rabbi Yechanan Shittas, he holds that Be'emes, they're not Mechayiv Malkus. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan spoke out that the Edi Gneva are Nerag, Gufa for this Chiddush, that a person shouldn't make a mistake to think that the Edi Gneva are going to have a tour that they could say that they didn't come for the Chiyam Misa, they came for the Chiyam Malkus. And the reason the Maisa why you don't say this is because Rabbi Yechanan the Maisa holds that you ain't liking. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan holds that they can't come and say that, but that, says the Ramban, is the reason maybe why the Gemara and the Havamina understood that we could speak about the Edos, because we want to come along and say the Chiddush that even the Edi Gneva are Chayim Misa. And what does remain very shver is Rashi. Rashi comes along and Rashi says that why the Maisa is the Ganav Potter over here, Lafida Havina the Gemara, why is the Ganav Potter? Rashi says the reason why the Ganav is going to be Potter, Lafira Chizkiya, that holds that they don't get Nerag, is because it's Edish Yatayachal Aziba. Once we come along and say that the Edom aren't going to get killed for their Azama, so then automatically the Edish becomes possible because it's Edish Yatayachal Aziba. So the Marshal seems to be already bothered by this Kasha, that L'chayra, the same reason why the Edom don't get killed is because the Edus was a Pasal Edus, it was a Chatzi Dabar. That's the reason why the Ganav is Potter. We don't have to come explain complicated reasons because it's Edus Shiyat Yachal Azima. The Edus is Edus Pasal Fi Chizkiya. If we say that Fi Chizkiya, it remains a Dabar V'loi Chatzi Dabar L'fi the Havir of the Gemara, that we don't need to come along and say that the reason why the Edim the reason why the Ganav is Potter is because Edus Shiyat Yachal Azima. The reason why the Ganav is Potter is because the Edus is Pasal Edus. So the Marshal speaks out, the Maskaras HaGemara, it's good. And the Marshal writes on the Marshal that the Maskana of the Gemara is very good for the Gemara, which is the Derech of the Baal Amar, the Inachanami. In the Havim of the Gemara, it's very hard to understand why we're not discussing the God of himself. There's no Edus Bechal to be Mechayiv the Ganav. We should just discuss that the Edus is Edus Pasa on the God of himself is Pata because the Edus is not a good Edus.
And like the Baal Amora says, Maskonas HaGemara, this is Betorot. It says the Marashot, it's good for the Gemara. Why? But Rashi still remains very Shver. Why Rashi, in the Havid of the Gemara, have to go running to a side reason that the Gan is Potter, it's Eidashi after Chalazima? Sarachian, Bedas Rashi. Baal Kapadim, we had three Mahalchim to explain why the Gemara in the Havid goes with Eidig, why we talked about the Eidim. We said the Baal Amora says, Eidachanami, the Gemara could have asked it. The Ran said, we could have understood Rabbi Yechon entirely different. Could have understood Rabbi Yechon like the Maskon and Chiskit, the Gneva has no Shaykhis to the Chiev, and the Mechir remains a Dover Shalem, and therefore we wouldn't know the whole Chiddush of Dover, Afilu Chatzi Dover, if not for the fact that the Gemara that we spoke about, the Eidim, and it was before that the Eidim Gneva also a Chayim Misa, and the Ramban says that the Gemara, we could have, someone could have thought that Akaparan the Eidim Gneva, Lefi Rabbi Yechon would be Potter, because they could have come along and tied it Al Kaisin is Chavin, that's Rabbi Yechon's Kamash Balon, that they can't say that because they're not Taka, not Loike, and therefore the Nerag. And that's the reason why the Gemara discussed the Eidim. The Gemara goes on and the Gemara asks that L'chayra, it can't be that this is the Pshat. It's L'chayra, Chizki, L'chayra, the Eidim Gneva could always come in and say that they're not coming B'chal for the Chiyam Misa. They're coming L'Alkoisei Bono. We're coming just to give him Malkus. We're coming to give him Malkus. And the Gemara brings up this Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yechonon whether or not Eidei Gneva get Malkus or don't get Malkus if they're Huzam. And the Gemara says that it's Mukhach Rabbi Yechonon cannot hold you get Malkus. If Rabbi Yechonon would hold that you get Malkus, how could it be that the, how could Rabbi Yechonon hold by us that they're Nerag? So if they would be, if they're Nerag, if they're Huzam on the, and the Gneva's Benefesh, it can't be that you get Malkus because it's Lavanitim Lazarus Mises Bezdin. And therefore says the Gemara, the only one that could hold that you get Malkus has to be Chizkiah. And therefore says the Gemara that if Chizkiah holds that you get Malkus, the Edom get Malkus, it must be that the Ganav also gets Malkus. How could it be that they get Malkus if he doesn't get Malkus? The only way they could get Malkus is if the Ganav gets Malkus. So Rashi's bothered by a question. Rashi's bothered that L'chaira, why is this true? Maybe he doesn't get Malkus. The reason why they get Malkus is because they lied. They're over a lab. They're over Lysana. Says Rashi, no, it can't be the reason why they get Malkus because it's a lab she'in by Maisa. That would be a lot. That would be considered a lav she'im by Maisa. So the Stipler in Makkah Siman Aleph brings down that the Aruch Lener Teich Tvarav and our sugi is discussed by a problem that Lachayra Leisane is not doesn't have the problem of lav she'im by Maisa. And the Mishnah in the beginning of Makkah says it's two edim that are made at someone that's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and that nimtz zaymim, even though there's no kasher zaman, we can't make them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Avol Pikein they get Malkus. Because of Lysana. So we see that there's no problem, and there's a special Kseris HaKosov that the Gemara brings over there, even though it's a Lav She'im Maisa. Apple Pinky can get Malkus. So how could Rashi over here say that it's a Lav She'im Maisa? So the Stipler over there says, Al Pia Arsameach. Arsameach in Hilchas Eidus, a famous Arsameach, in Hilchas Eidus, Perak Yilches, Halach Avav. See, this Arsameach, this Shiloh is a big sugi on the beginning of Makkus, in the first few bout of Makkus, how to understand what's going on in all the Malkusin over there in the Edom Zaymin. And the Sameach is bothered by Akasha. He brings the Gemara Baba Kama the Fayendalam and Bays, where there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Elazar over there. What happens if two Edom are made that someone killed someone? And then the Nerag walks in, Baharag Baraglav, and we see obviously that they lied. So there's a Machlekes over there whether or not they get Malkus. And the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is whether or not, what happens if after the Nerag walks in, if two other Edom would walk in and say that these two Edom had said that they killed him and this time were with us, Imanu Yisem, could they still become Edom Zaymim? Or do we say, no, once the Edus is Hukhash, once the Edus was ready proven Sheker, they can't after that become Edom Zaymim? And Gemara says, that's totally if Akhasha is Tchilas Azama. If we learn that Akhasha is a Tchila of Azama, so then they can still become Huzam afterwards. Mashaykin of Akhasha is Lav Tchilas Azama, so once the Edus is Hukhash, they can't become Huzam afterwards. And therefore says the Gemara, if they could become still Huzam afterwards, so then their Lav, their Lysana is still Shaykh to become Chayim Misa on it. So we can't give them Malkus. It's Lav Shadid and Lazarus Misa's Bezdin. Masha'ekin, if they can't become Chayim Misa, once that Chasha happens, it's Lav Tchilas Azama. And they can't become Huzam afterwards anymore, so then therefore they can now never become Chayim Misa on this Lav, so then we can give them Malkus. Ask our Sameach, why over here are they getting Malkus? Why are they getting Malkus? It's a Lav Shayim and Maisa. Bishleba by every single Edom Zaymim, we understand they get Malkus. There's a special Gzeis HaKosov. But Esar Sameach, that Lucher over here, they're not even Edom Zaymim. They were Hukhash. And Avil Pekin, it's before you get Malkus. Says Esar Sameach must be that the Gzeis HaKosov of Ahayu Ben HaKais HaRosh is a Giloi, that there's no problem of Lav Shem and Maisim, Lav Doloi Sane. Esar Sameach im Cain, why is it Mavur in the Gemara Makis that if Edom were made Sheker and it wasn't yet Nigmar Adin, that they don't get Malkus? They were over Leisada, and it's exactly that cost of that Leisada doesn't have the problem of Leislav Shem Maisa. In a Chanam, they can't become Edom Zaymim. This wasn't yet Nigmar Adin, but you see that you don't need to become Edom Zaymim to have the Chi of Malkus, to have the Parsha of Bahayi Ben Hakkas HaRosha. So it says the Arsameach, his biggest side, that you're breaking Leisada because of Lav Shem Maisa, says the Arsameach, it's not enough that you just said Edus. He says, Alpia Tesis earlier on Daf Samach Hei on the base of the Maschal Hoyol, Tesis says that just like Tmura, there's a svara be diburas abda maisa that ayde your dibur you made a chalois hektish who adin by over here by Edom Zayim ayde their edos it was chalachiyav on someone else. And that says Dar Sameach, that's what we need to be Mechayev Loisana. It's not enough just doing the Maisa Eidus. The saying the Eidus. You need to have this Haisaf of Vidiburas Ave Maisa. And therefore says Dar Sameach, in a Chalam, you don't need Bidavka Edom Zayimim. You could come Hochash also. But as long as there was a Gemar Din on the Nidoin. Masha'ekin says Dar Sameach, even by Edom Zayimim Mamish, if there wasn't yet a Gemar Din on the Nidoin, so then there's no Vidiburas Ave Maisa. That is exactly a kosher that you get malchus on Leisana, says Dar Sameach, is only an Eichatipsa where you did something with your Maisa, it's Bidiburas Ave Maisa. It's not just exerts a kosher that Lav Sheim Maisa over here is Loikin. The Torah said only in a case where you be emes made a Gemar Din, then you get malchus. Therefore says the stipler, it's very posh what the Gemara means to say over here. The Gemara means to say over here that if I can't go, these Edom can't go be Mechayiv, the God of Malchus, if he's not like us, so then there was no Gemar Din over here to Mechayim anything. And that's what Rashi asked, what happened to Loisana? And that says, Rashi, that's a Lav Shem Emaisa. Kolzman, he's not going to be Chayim Malkus. You don't have to be Diburis Av Emaisa. That would remain a Lav Shem Emaisa. Now, but Emes, this Kasha of the Aruch HaNer, if you look at Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, asks this Kasha direct on Rashi. How could Rashi say Lav Shem Emaisa is Ein Loikin Alav? What happened to Edus of Begrusha Ben Chalutza? It's before that, even though it's Lav Shem Emaisa, also you get Malkus on it. And if you look at the Rebbeinu Peretz, he seems to say the Teret, this Svara, and the Rabbana Melchames in our Sugya says it, and the Chedush Aran says it. They say that the only time you get Malkus for Eidus Zayim is only if you were a Shiu as a Rasha. If you took a Tzaddik and you made him into a Rasha, you made him Chayiv something. If you stop said Eidus about someone and you weren't Mechayiv of something, that doesn't have the parasha of Ahoyah ben Hakkas a Rasha, the special Tzayis HaKosov, that you could get Malkus on Leisan, even though it's a Lav Shem in Maisa. So if you look at this title, he brings the Lashon HaRamban and Melchames in Arsuyo, and he says that you could maybe say that the Ramban means like the Arsamech. But he says, Yosef Nir, that not the Mechuvin of the Ramban, who had in the Chayiv the Ran, and the Rebbeinu Peretz by us. And he says, you look in Reb Shmuel on Makis in the Chelik and Yonim, Simon Aleph, Oystal, he also learns like this, that they learn it's more of a Xerus HaKosov, that the Torah says it is a Malkus of Lysana, it's only in a Lysana which you made a Gemar, you made a Chiyav on someone else. Not because of like the Arsameach seems to be saying that there's more of a Maisa. It's the same Lav Sheim and Maisa, not because we look at it more as a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. Just the Torah only was Mechayim Malkus in such a Echatipsa of Loisana. An Echatipsa of Loisana where your Be'em is being Mechayim someone, where you're being Marshia as a Tzaddik, then when you cause someone a Chiv, Shaloi Kedin, then that Loisana is Mechayim you Malkus. Mashaykin, when you just said Loisana, you just made it against someone, and you didn't cause him any chiyuv, you weren't marshia him, you didn't make him have a chiyuv in Bezin, such a leisana is not mechayev malchus, it's just like Zayus HaKosov, what type of leisana? Leisana that's mechayev someone, it's chayev malchus, and a leisana that's not mechayev someone, it's not mechayev malchus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mechaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.